Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC. Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Top six separated by a length and a half as they race around the far turn, and Nadal is still the leader.
Oaklawn Race Day. Your inside track with some of the hottest thoroughbred action in America. Only a short drive away in Hot Springs.
Between horses goes Accession, who's come from the back of the pack. And look at this. It is Accession and Nadal. Nadal, Accession, Nadal aces the Rebel. Wow, what a race.
Arkansas residents can even watch and wager online with Oaklawn Anywhere. Go to oaklawnanywhere.com or download the iPhone or iPad app from the Apple Store for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700. And now, here are your hosts, Justin Acri and David Longinatti.
And we welcome you in once again to Oaklawn Race Day on this beautiful Saturday in Hot Springs, and happy to be with you. We're going to be talking about a stakes race of note at Oaklawn, as well as some national prep for Kentucky Derby and Oaks points, and looking forward to a busy day. And David, good to be with you again, my friend. Sun is shining and a little bit of a different look in the infield. Got some snow on the ground. Fortunately, I drove down from Little Rock to the Spa City this morning. No issues. So those of you wanting to come to Hot Springs this weekend, if you're not already here, whether it's for the state title games or Oaklawn or both, no problems. Roads are clear as a bell, and we're looking forward to a big weekend of racing at Oaklawn.
Yes, Justin, we are. And, of course, the infield, we've decided not to close it or not to open it. Decided that last night after all the snow hit. What happens out there after we get some snow, even though it's melting very, very quickly, I'm looking out my window, and there's hardly any snow on the ground that I can see except in the shady spots. But it does get a little bit soggy out there. So we'll attempt to have that infield open every Saturday and Sunday from now to the rest of the racing season, but it is always weather permitting.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I will tell you, you get the best of both worlds. It was a beautiful drive down today from the capital city. Highway 70 is absolutely glorious with the snow stuck on the trees, but the roads being clear was absolutely perfect. So, yeah, get on down here this weekend. It should be a ton of fun. If you can't make it, bet.oaklawn.com to sign up online for your Oaklawn Anywhere account. If you're an Apple user, you can sign up with the app in the Apple Store and be a part of the action today. Some really good racing on tap for Oaklawn. And don't forget next week, David, we got a lot to party with. We got NCAA tournament games, St. Patrick's Day, and Thursday racing. Speaking of St. Patrick's Day, so you can get your green beer at Oaklawn, I assume. If not, maybe bring a little food coloring. You can stick it into whatever you purchase at Oaklawn and be ready to roll. But we're gonna have a lot of fun. So that's four straight weeks of Thursday through Sunday racing. I mean, it is such a great time of year.
Yes, it is. And as always, you know, the city of Hot Springs really gets colorful during the spring, and we are there. I mean, we are a week away from the first week of spring break, either in Arkansas or surrounding states. So Hot Springs is the place to be, particularly on Thursday with St. Patty's Day, with what Steve Harrison's got going on downtown, what we've got going on here, the first Thursday of racing. We're looking forward to it. They've already drawn the card, and it looks pretty good.
Excellent. Well, let's get to it today. The Azari Stakes highlights a very good card at Oaklawn today, and the owner of She Dares the Devil, and obviously a horse that has made, you know, big-time news with her resume, is going to be running in the Azari Stakes today. And her owner, Staten Fleury, joining us this morning on Oaklawn Race Day. Staten, it's good to have you back on. And obviously a lot of anticipation in the air today around the Spa City, both for not only the big race today and the full card, but also, I guess, what's going on here the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, I appreciate y'all having me on. And looking forward to the race this afternoon. She's been training good, so we're excited to get her back on track for a five-year-old campaign.
Yeah, first start of 2022 for She Dares the Devil, and obviously we mentioned the racing resume is very impressive, although had her worst as far as finish go, finish in her last out in Del Mar. It was a grade one stakes race, and I mean, there was some really good competition in there. Latruska, a horse that she's faced a number of times over her career, was in there and finished even further back in the pack. Bad trip, you know, obviously there was some tough competition. You had a long shot come home there. What went wrong the last time out for her?
Last time it was in the Breeders' Cup Distaff. Just the pace set up really, really fast. the two leaders out of the gate went way quicker than anybody could have imagined. It was a suicide pace up front. We were sitting third, and the two horses that went ahead of us, they wound up running last and next to last. So we were about the only ones to finish that win with that lead group. So just a bad pace up front and didn't set up the way we thought it would or anybody thought it would. Nothing against She Dares the Devil. She came out of the race good. Still ran a big number in that race if you look at her form.
Yeah, She Dares the Devil in that race, and that was one of the oddest races probably in the history of the Breeders' Cup races. The pace in that race was, I mean, they went 44-4, 109-3 at a mile and an eighth, and the horses that go that fast, all they do is set it up for the horses that come from behind them. And you are relatively close to that pace. I mean, you're three lengths off at the half-mile pole, a half a length off. It looked like you made a move going to about the eighth pole or the three-quarter pole, and then just tired from that quick pace. Yeah, tell us how she's been doing since then. I know she's been working at the fairgrounds.
At the fairgrounds. We gave her a little break after the Breeders' Cup in the sale. She went down to Ocala to Mandy Pope's farm, the new partner in the group. Had about 45 days off, relaxed, enjoyed the sunshine down there, then went back into training. She's been down at the fairgrounds. She's been training lights out down there. We're expecting a good showing out of her today. She's doing as good, if not better, than she was this time last year.
Now, Stanton, you and I have had a conversation earlier this week. I know there's one horse in this race that kind of raised your eyebrows when you saw that she entered, and that'd be Cece, who won the Apple Blossom Handicap in 2020.
Cece, last few years or so, she's been strictly a sprinter. She actually won the Breeders' Cup Sprint for fillies this year. So seeing her in the race was kind of shocking for us, but I think She Dares the Devil. She's very versatile. She can go to the lead, or she can sit off the pace if she needs to. So we're excited to see how it plays out for us.
Well, I mean, last year you beat the champion fillier Mare La Truska in this race, so you have a chance to beat another champion today.
Yep. We started our year off last year on the right note here. I don't think we were as fit as we are this year. This time last year, this year we got more training in. We didn't miss the days that we missed here due to weather like we did last year. So moving her to the fairgrounds and setting her up to this race today, I think, was a very good call on Brad's part. I think we're a little more cranked up this year than we were this time last year.
Talking to Stanton Fleury, if you're just tuning in on Oakland Race Day here, getting ready for the Azari Stakes, final prep for the $1 million Apple Blossom. Have you committed there yet, or are you still considering your options depending on how today goes?
I think it's about 99% sure that's going to be our next start. And then after the Apple Blossom, we'll look at the Breeders' Cup in November and work our way back. That's kind of the game plan we took last year. Granted, we bypassed the Apple Blossom last year for the Latour Inn over at Churchill Downs, just so we didn't have to knock heads with Bonnemore and Brad's other champion, Fillion Mare, here last year at Oaklawn. She came here, we went to the grade one at Churchill, but I think this year the Apple Blossom is circled big time for us. And just have a 4 or 5 race summer campaign leading up to the Breeders' Cup again.
I want to have one last question, and then, David, whatever you got here. I wanted to ask you about Secret Oath. There's been a lot of conversation. We talk about it, it seems like, every week. We did have a pretty chalky weekend of the Kentucky Derby preps last weekend nationally. But at Oaklawn, I think you would have to admit that Secret Oath has been as impressive or more impressive than just about any horse, whether you're talking about fillies or you're talking about the boys' side, that we've seen this year. What are your thoughts on running a horse like Secret Oath against the boys at some point this year?
Hey, that's all Coach Lucas's call. She looks like she's as good as any boy we've seen this year in the country. But we hadn't seen Echo Zulu, the champion filly from last year. I'm excited to see those two go head-to-head, whether it's here or at the Kentucky Oaks. I think we've got a really nice group of 3-year-old fillies this year out there in the country. So I don't know if I would the boys, but, hey, that's all up to Dwayne Lucas.
Yeah. I do have one more thing here. I was just thinking about this, about, her future, talking about She Dares the Devil. When you've got an Oaks – victory on your resume. How much longer would you like to see her go before you start, you know, the breeding process, if that's part of the plan?
We're going to run this year the five-year-old campaign, and I think that's pretty much the end of the road for her. We sold her last November in the sale, and we bought that thing with Mandy Pope, Whisper Hills Partnership, Sheikh Bahad of Cutter Racing, and myself. We repartnered with Mandy for this year, but once Breeders' Cup for November is over, I think that's the end of her racing career, unless Mandy wants to keep running her on her own. But I think next year she'll be headed to the breeding shed.
Well, Staten, good luck today. Thank you so much for the time.
Hey, I
think it'll be a ton of fun. Get a beautiful day for it. Have a good time today, and good luck to you.
Hey, I sure do appreciate you having me on.
You bet. That's Staten Fleury. Let's take our break here. We got Jeff Taylor on the other side. Got some races to recap from last week, and we already touched on briefly there about the prep races last weekend, and kind of went as expected. And David, we had kind of as expected last week at Oaklawn as well in the two stakes races with Arkansas Bred. So we'll talk about that, and then we'll look ahead to the day of racing, Tampa Bay Derby being run. We've got a local connection in there we'll get into. Florida Oaks also happening today, and of course we'll get picks from the Azari, long shots, best bets, all that as we continue on here. It's Oaklawn Race Day on this Saturday on a beautiful day here in the Spa City. Stay with us. We're coming back on the other side on 103.7 The Buzz.
Live racing at Oaklawn is back, and it's bigger than ever.
They're off.
With more race days and more ways to enjoy them. With a new luxury hotel, more dining options, and world-class thoroughbred racing, this season is like no other. Book your escape, buy your seats, and make your dining reservations at Oaklawn.com today. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-522-4700.
Are you a homeowner? If so, now's the perfect time to unlock your home equity with Arkansas Federal Credit Union. With home values reaching record highs recently, so has your equity. So, turn it into cash with a home equity loan with fixed rates as low as 2.99% APR. Once approved, you'll get one lump sum payout to tackle home improvements, take a dream vacation, and more. Apply online at afcu.org. Call 1-800-456-3000 or visit afcu.org for credit cost and terms. Equal housing lender.
Welcome back to Oaklawn Race Day on this Saturday. Busy weekend in Hot Springs. You've got plenty of wagering options on the sports side. We talk about this every week. Hogs and Mississippi State. Razorbacks 5.5-point favorite. Kentucky and Tennessee. The winners will meet in the SEC final. You got the Big 12 final with Texas Tech and Kansas, and that's a 2.5-point line for the Jayhawks. And exciting day there. And then you've also got the state title games going on here in Central Arkansas, in Hot Springs at Banco ZK Arena over here at the Convention Center, and, of course, lots of horse racing. And we welcome in Jeff Taylor to talk about what's happening over at Oaklawn today. And, Jeff, we touched on some of those national preps races last weekend, and it was as chalky could be, and you got a little bit of that at Oaklawn as well. It was pretty much favorites all the way around. David, I told you guys, we joked about it last week, about predictable female behavior. Well, in the down the dusty road, we got exactly that last weekend, and the national races were no different.
Yeah, it was pretty formful, and we do get that in these three-year-old prep races, and then we get something that could blow the top off of everything as well. You just never know. That's why we run them, and it's what makes this, Justin, we've been doing this for a lot of years, but nothing rivals that road to Kentucky in the spring, because it can get really, really wild. But formful last week, indeed. The horses that many felt should win did win, pretty much locked in their spot in the starting gate the first Saturday in May, and we've got one more really major round of preps coming up, the Florida Derby, Arkansas Derby, Louisiana Derby. You've got the Wood out west, you've got the Santa Anita Derby, and those are all going to be, for the most part, 100-point races. So without a doubt, you win, you're in there, and maybe a second-place finish gets you in the gate as well at Churchill. So a lot to look forward to.
David, any horse that you saw among the favorites that won, Forbidden Kingdom, Morello, Simplification across the nation, anybody stood out to you as far as their performance goes?
Well, I think, obviously, just looking at the races, visually, Epicenter looked very good. As did Forbidden Kingdom, but I think in both of those instances, I think perhaps when you look at the race closer, you realize that both of them had things their own way. Probably Epicenter more so than Forbidden Kingdom, because Forbidden Kingdom had to go a lot faster early to get to the front. Epicenter got, it wasn't a soft pace, but it was a reasonable pace. So he had things his own way. If you remember going back to the LeCompte when he was head-to-head with someone else, he did not fare as well. But he was very, he looked good. He looked good finishing. I think he finished better than Forbidden Kingdom did. And Morello, the one turn mile, it's just hard to see what's going to happen after that. I thought he was very impressive as well in the Withers, but it was a one turn mile. We'll have to see how he goes beyond that when he faces two turns for the first time.
And Jeff will pick the Azari here in a second, but just as far as the field goes, plenty of good competition in here. We just talked to State and Flurry about his horse in there. She Dares the Devil, certainly no stranger to Oaklawn fans, but some good competitions come up in here, and a couple of wild cards David mentioned as well in our opening segment.
Indeed. The complexion with Super Quick, the horse on the outside being scratched, changes the complexion of the race a bit. I felt personally that she would have little choice, that is Super Quick, but to go early from out there in the gate. Maybe softens the pace up a little bit early. We'll just have to see. This is going to be a very tactical race. I personally feel like She Dares the Devil is a better mare when she's on the front end and be able to control the pace. She got caught up in that suicidal, ridiculously fast Breeders' Cup Distaff pace picture, and she actually did not cave nearly as bad as a couple of others that were better thought of than she. And, she loves Oaklawn, like you said, two wins, a second and a third and four tries here. I understand she's doing exceptionally well for trainer Brad Cox. He couldn't be more pleased the way she's trained coming into this. And, the big other heavy hitter in there, obviously, CC. I think she's got no choice but to sit off that first flight. That's really her M.O., whether she's sprinting or going two turns. She likes to stalk and pounce. And, a lot of people are going to kind of look at her last race saying she disappointed at 1-2 out there on the West Coast going 7-8. But she actually capped a career-best buyer speed figure that day when Meredith, that Bob Baffert filly, outran her by 4 or 5 lengths, kind of freaked. But CC could not be doing much better herself going into this. And these are, like as I said on the website, two heavyweights going at it. And they're going to know where each other's at all times in this race. So a lot of kind of game-within-the-game kind of scenarios playing out, I'm sure, in these jockey strategies.
Let's go ahead and get our picks here on the Azari. I'm sorry, Jay, David, go ahead.
No, you're good. Yeah, go ahead.
Go ahead, David.
Well, we mentioned those top two, but we also have to mention Pauline's Pearl, who won the Fantasy Stakes last year, as well as Lady Mystify, who's coming into the race off two good efforts, a second to Pauline's Pearl in the race before that, beat Pauline's Pearl. The race that Pauline's Pearl is coming out of, the Houston Ladies Classic, has been a excellent feeding race to both the Azari and the Apple Blossom, but more so the Azari. So you can't throw her out completely either.
So what's your pick officially?
Oh, well, you're asking for that. All right, sorry.
We'll just streamline it here and knock it 11. Then we'll get to the other national races.
I'm going to have to go with CC on top. Her race in the Apple Blossom 2 years ago was very, very good. And I'm like JT. We have talked about this on this show. I love 7-furlong races as preps for two turns, and she's coming off of a very good 7-furlong race, which she ran her career best buyer speed figure. So I like her. She's going to be able to sit off the pace, and I think she'll close just like she did in the Apple Blossom 2 years ago.
And JT, what's your pick here?
Yeah, I'm in the same camp here, CC. Provided we get a square price, and I don't think anything over 2-1 on her. It makes her the play. She is just a solid race mare, regardless of what they elect to do with her. And, even with Super Quick's defection, I think there is still enough pace to make She Dares the Devil work a little bit harder than she really wants to in the early stages here. And I think CC is going to have her in her sights down the lane and finish like she always does. She takes care of business. And I give CC a nod and a pretty close call, but this one's worth the price of admission just for these two mares. David mentioned Pauline's Pearl. There are a couple of other second-tier type fillies in this race, but I just don't think they're up to handling either CC or She Dares the Devil.
All right, JT, let's move over to the Tampa Bay race today. You've got the Tampa Bay Derby, and the local connection there, of course, is Frank Fletcher's horse, Happy Boy Rocket. I know he's excited about his chances. 12-1, pretty good meat on the bone there. certainly won't be the favorite. You got some other good ones in here, but really plenty of prices around to choose from here in this race.
Yeah, I just I'm looking at the first at Tampa just crossed their simulcast signal. A racetrack down there, a little bit wet. They had a lot of storms go through earlier this morning. They're rated good on the main track and good currently on the turf as well. There was some concern that some of those turf races might be in jeopardy, but it rained hard, but not for very long. A couple of scratches in the Tampa Bay Derby. Number 7, Strike Hard, has been declared, as has number 7, the Chad Brown Promising Maiden Winner Money Supply. So Strike the 7 and 11, leaves 10 of them. Obviously, the race is going to go through Classic Causeway. He won the prep for this with Sam Stephen F. Davis in impressive fashion in his first start of the year. We'll see if he can take that all-important step forward. A little bit of a subpar buyer as far as my angles go with an 88 in that prep, but he'll move forward today. I don't know how he'll handle an off-racetrack. I don't think he's ever been over one, but I think they're going to have to probably run a lot to beat him. He's going to bat even money and probably a route work where he belongs. Ship Stational, who finished second to him, trying to maybe turn the tables a little bit. Not the best of trips for Ship Stational, I didn't think, in the Davis. Had to deal with a little bit of traffic. He's a little better colt, I think, than that. May not have been wound as tight as they had hoped. So I think that margin between Ship Stational and Classic Causeway could narrow up a little bit. But there are some other interesting players in there. You mentioned Franksworth, Happy Boy Rocket. Trainer Bill Mott does not throw horses into the deep end of the pool, if you will, with only two starts if he doesn't feel like they belong. So Happy Boy Rocket would not surprise me. I think he'll be a decent square price, as you mentioned, 8 or 10 to 1 probably with the two scratches. And a couple of others in there, Spin Wheel, horse I kind of like on the outside. He ran a pretty good race in the Holy Bull, shipped across the state to try this group instead of maybe catching those Florida or those Gulfstream horses again. I'll give that horse a big shot, and he's at 20 to 1 in the morning line.
All right, David, real quick, what do you got here?
Well, I was real distressed to hear about the scratches because I really liked both Strike Hard and Money Supply as price horses in here, and I'm not using that as an excuse. Well, when you're trying to look for meat on the bone in here, you know, Classic Causeway was just very, very impressive in the Sam Davis. Usually those type horses come back and run very well in the Tampa Bay Derby, but he's going to be too short of a price. So you got to look at other means, and, you know, the other better race that I think that horses are coming out of in this is the Holy Bull. Unfortunately, the horses that are coming out of the Holy Bull did not run very well in the Holy Bull. So with Strike Hard Scratch and Money Supply out, I'll be honest with you, I don't know what I'm going to do because those are my two horses as possible upsets. So I got a no comment.
So we're going favorites all around here on this one?
Yeah, I am. Classic Causeway, I think,
it's
going to be impossible to beat after the scratches.
Yeah, the craps players will be very disappointed. 7-11, both out on this one, so that's a bummer. Okay, well, that's fine. You guys, I'm going to need some good long shots then if you're going to ride the favorites in the Tampa Bay Derby. If we have time, we'll touch on the Florida Oaks as well. Best bets, long shots coming up. Stay tuned. We wrap it up with Oaklawn Race Day after this on 103.7 The Buzz.
When you operate a business, maximizing efficiency is your business. At Summit Utilities, we know your margins can be thin, so we provide money-saving rebate programs and services to your business, no matter the industry or size. Upgrade to high-efficiency natural gas equipment to save big now with rebates and lower operating costs for years to come. Visit summitutilities.com/save now and start saving today. Helping you save money, energy, and the environment through reliable energy solutions.
Great fun for the whole family is here at Funtime Shows Carnival. Get outdoors and enjoy 18 carnival rides, including the Hurricane, Super Slide, Spider, and Kitty Ride favorites. Armbands just $25. Enjoy your favorite games and fair foods, funnel cakes, corn dogs, and cotton candy. Grab the kids and look for all the action at the outlets of Little Rock. Open weeknights from 5 until 11 and weekends from noon to 11. A great time for all and easy to find in Little Rock at the outlets of Little Rock.
All right, welcome back to Oaklawn Race Day. A little heavy there in our second segment, so let's dive right in here. Jeff Taylor and David Longinatti will do some best bets and our long shots. If we have time, we're going to touch on one more race, two, happening down in Tampa. And, JT, I'll start with you on your best bet today. What do you got for us?
That's going to come in the eighth race, I believe the horse is. A horse called Shotsky. I think this horse runs a big one for trainer Chris Hartman, who's enjoyed a very good last few weeks, not only here but at Fairgrounds. Francisco Arreata, the leading rider, picks up the mount on the sixth horse Trotsky in the eighth today. Big figure last time, goes back to one turn this afternoon. I think he's sitting on a big one. 5 or 6 to 1, why not? Number six, Trotsky, my best bet of the day.
All right, David.
All right, my best bet of the day is in race number one. We're going to go with Prather, Steve Asmussen out of the Steve Asmussen barn. 3-year-old making his third career start, and I don't think either of those first two starts is indicative of his talents. He was gelded since his last race, and he's dropping from maiden special weight into a maiden claiming 30,000. Mr. Asmussen is very good at that. He has a 26% winning percentage when he does that. So Prather with Joel Rosario up for trainer Steve Asmussen in race number one. That's the five.
All right, first post is at 1 today, too. If you're trying to make it down for that first race, or again, you can go to your Oakland Anywhere account or set one up, bet.oakland.com. How about long shot today, David?
Going to go to race number 7, claiming event, not the $20,000 claiming event. I'm looking, it's another trainer angle. Mack Robertson has the 3-horse turn the switch in here, who I believe is 8-1 in the morning line. Hopefully I'll get that. Coming off of a layoff. And this horse has been routing mainly on the turf virtually all of last year, at least after leaving Oaklawn last April. And even last April when she was at Oaklawn, or he was at Oaklawn, he was going two turns. He looks like the type of horse that I think is going to enjoy shortening up to 6 furlongs. And this is the time of year, March, where Mack Robertson generally gets hot as he kind of gets his horses ready for that Canterbury meet.
All right, less than a minute left. JT, what do you have for us?
We'll stay right next 7th race and go in 1 position in the gate. Number 2, Road Bible, claimed out of this one's last start by Carl Goldberg. He's very, very good at the training game. Santana keeps the mount, and it's 5-1. Also, you get blinkers added. Goldberg is, I like, about a 25% success rate when he does change that equipment. So 6 or 8 to 1 on number 2, Road Bible. That's my long shot, and hopefully we can catch a nice price exacta there.
All right, we're just about out of time. David, you want to give me a quick pick on the Florida Oaks?
Yeah, Florida Oaks. This is a 3-year-old filly's 1/16 on the turf. My top pick is the 9, a horse whose name I cannot pronounce, Ambitus, it looks like. Trained by Graham Motion, coming off of a 2nd in a turf race at the Fairgrounds, which is a grade 3. I think she's looms large over this field. She's got to beat the 3, Dulce Zell, for trainer Chad Brown, a European import.
All right, next week, wanted to mention real quick, again, Thursday racing with St. Patrick's Day. What a great way to ring in St. Patrick's Day at Oaklawn. 4 days of racing, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Next Saturday is also Whitmore Day, so make plans to be down there. $200,000 stakes race in his honor, and he will also be in attendance if you want to get some pictures with an all-time Oaklawn favorite. It's also the Essex Handicap, $500,000 up for grabs in the purse. So a huge, huge weekend and a 4-day weekend coming up next week. Not to mention, we're going to have March Madness, plenty of opportunities in the sports book. We've got basketball coming up on the Buzz and baseball for the Razorbacks over on Buzz 2. Basketball, high school basketball, if you're looking for it, is on the Buzz 2 stream today. And it'll move over to the Buzz for Saturday night. Guys, enjoyed it. Join us next week. Good luck, everybody. We'll be back next Saturday for Oaklawn Race Day.
And these two have raced away.
Come to Oaklawn now for another great day of racing in Hot Springs.
Venetian Harbor is back in front, half ahead. Swiss Skydiver going to make her work all the way to the wire.
When they can't make it to the track, Arkansas residents can watch and wager online with Oaklawn Anywhere. Get a $150 bonus when you sign up. Go to OaklawnAnywhere.com or download the iPhone or iPad app from the Apple Store for details.
Swiss Skydiver, Venetian Harbor, and Swiss Skydiver is going to run away and win the fantasy.
Oaklawn, Arkansas's favorite place to play. The next time you're at Oaklawn, sign up for Oaklawn Rewards and play $100 on us.
Knocked away. Note knocked it away. Devo at the other end for a throwdown. That provides the exclamation point, and Arkansas is going to win the ball game.
It's time for Arkansas Razorback Basketball on your home for the Hogs in Central Arkansas. 103.7 The Buzz. This broadcast is brought to you by Blackman Auctions, Arkansas Heart Hospital, Guatney Chevrolet and Guatney Buick GMC, Malvern National Bank, Red River Dodge and Red River Ford, Parker Cadillac, All About Tire and Brake, Lion Legal Service, The Gangster Museum of America, Rainwater Holt and Sexton, Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, and Bowen Heffley Orthopedics.